BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Russia's Defence Minister Sergei Shoigu has announced the country's biggest military exercise since Soviet times, amid heightened Western concerns about Russian aggression. Mr. Shoigu said the Vostok 2018 war games would involve nearly 300,000 troops, 36,000 tanks and armoured personnel carriers, and more than 1,000 aircraft. Sarah Rainsford reports from Moscow.
President Putin's expected to visit Vostok to inspect the troops in his role as Russia's commander-in-chief. Beyond being a test of military readiness, an exercise on this scale is clearly also intended to impress. The announcement comes as relations between Moscow and the West have slumped to their lowest point since the Cold War, and with concerns about Russian aggression at a new height. At one stage, Vostok 2018 will involve Russian troops in joint exercises with the Chinese and Mongolian militaries.
The French Environment Minister Nicolas Hulot has announced his resignation in a live radio interview without telling President Emmanuel Macron or the Prime Minister Edouard Philippe beforehand. From Paris, here's Hugh Schofield.
A veteran environmental campaigner famous for his globe-trotting TV programme and his boyish good looks, Nicolas Hulot was an important catch for President Macron. But 14 months in government seemed to have disabused him of the usefulness of ministerial office. In a radio interview, Mr. Hulot said that on a range of promises, protecting biodiversity, reducing carbon emissions, banning pesticides, no real progress had been made, and that as minister, his work was constantly made subordinate to the overriding interests of the economy and agriculture. He was also clearly upset by gestures offered this week by President Macron to France's powerful hunting lobby.
The Japanese government has admitted that it's been inflating the number of disabled people it employs to make it look as though it had fulfilled legal quotas. More from our Asia-Pacific editor Michael Bristow.
Ministries and agencies had said they'd hired nearly 7,000 people with disabilities, but an investigation found that half of those were not disabled. In one case, someone with diabetes was included. One minister with a disabled son said she was shocked to hear the figures had been inflated. The Japanese government has now apologised for not meeting its own target. The law says more than 2% of its employees should be disabled.
BBC News.